A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Text appears on black. Netflix presents A Bitter Boy Story Inc. Production. The title appears, Forgive Us Our Trespasses. A quote reads, The test of the morality of a society is what it does for its children. Dietrich Bonhoeffer. A young white boy with pale blonde hair, Peter, sits in a small classroom. He does a subtraction problem in a notebook.
And the answer is?
He writes the answer, 4.
4? Thanks, Mark.
He smiles. He sharpens his pencil, revealing his limb difference. His right arm ends several inches below his elbow.
So, if the German family costs 550 Reichsmark a day to live, but the cost to feed and care for one person with a hereditary disease is 12 Reichsmark a day, what is the difference in value lost to the German people?
The teacher, a young white woman, scans her small class of young white children. They shift in their seats.
Carl.
A red-haired boy.
Well, if it costs so much to take care of these people, what do we do?
The teacher, Eva, blinks and looks down.
You killed them.
A thin young man in the back directs an icy look at Peter.
Does anyone have a more productive and humane solution?
Eva eyes Peter. He glances at her, then stares at his desk.
All right, well, why don't we focus on the arithmetic instead? Obviously, 0 here.
At the front of the classroom, a red banner with a swastika hangs on the wall with a portrait of Hitler. At twilight, wispy clouds hang over a dark forest. Inside, Peter lies in bed. Eva kneels beside him with her hands clasped.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation.
Even the Nazis?
She leans toward him with shining eyes.
We all have a part to play, sweet boy.
Do you really believe all that stuff from today?
That is only the curriculum they give me, Peter. We've talked about this. You have to think for yourself. No calculation can measure the worth of a life.
But what I do know is that I love you. Will you stay until I fall asleep?
Of course.
She folds her hands over his hand and arm.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Eva smiles at Peter. She kisses his arm and his hand. He grins. She strokes his cheek as he settles onto his side and closes his eyes. In the morning, Eva bustles around their large open kitchen. Peter sits at a wooden table in the middle of the room, writing. Smiling, Eva moves to a sink by a pair of large windows and dries a dish.
Where is the Weber household?
Her smile vanishes. Outside, an SS officer and a soldier stand by a tank with an elderly white woman. The woman looks toward the window. The dish falls from Eva's hand. Peter stands wide-eyed. Eva grabs Peter's face.
Weber family!
No. No.
One moment!
She grabs a coat and puts it on Peter.
No.
Remember?
Weber
Everything
family.
Is at the barn. Everything is at the barn, and they will meet you there.
We know you are in there!
She pushes Peter away.
Kick in the door.
Peter runs outside. Peter stops and turns. He sprints into the leafless forest. The dark bare tree branches loom above him as he runs, glancing over his shoulder. Peter jogs through a puddle, splashing his legs below his lederhosen. He pauses, looking to his right, then hurries in the other direction.
Looks damaged. Check the boards.
Nearby, a soldier in the tank hands over a rifle. Two armed soldiers march ahead over a small wooden bridge spanning a creek. The soldiers pause on the bridge. Peter crouches in the shadows beneath the bridge.
Hold, hold! Go around! Back up! Back up!
Peter bows his head. His chest heaves. He buries his face in his hand, then sets his jaw. Water trickles over his face. He breathes deeply, pursing his lips as he exhales. Moving in a half crouch, Peter runs through the foggy, snow-covered landscape. He pauses by a tree and looks in both directions before continuing ahead. He ducks around the side of a stone building and presses himself against the wall. He peers around a corner. A snow-dusted barn stands in the distance. Peter jogs toward it through a patch of scrubby plants and climbs over a fence. He enters the dim barn, shutting the door behind him. He moves past several wooden pens, then turns left down a narrow corridor. He enters another pen. Outside, the tank rolls along a dirt road. In the barn, Peter opens a door and slips inside. The tank's overlapping wheels come to a halt. Peter digs out a bag from a pile of hay and withdraws a leather prosthetic with a metal pincer at the end. He takes off his coat. Outside, a soldier jumps to the ground and stalks forward. In the barn, Peter pulls the straps of the prosthetic over his head and chest. He looks behind him. A woman with her hair tied up in a scarf cowers in a dark corner.
It's okay.
You look over there.
The woman clamps a hand over her mouth.
There are reports in the barn.
Peter hands the woman his coat and brings a finger to his lips. She gives a feeble nod. Peter dashes outside, away from the barn. Inside, the three soldiers idly scan the barn's interior.
Search back there.
Peter runs through a snowy field.
Over here!
The officers rush outside. Peter runs through the vast field, dotted with stalks of dead plants. He runs with long, stumbling steps as he makes his way toward the massive, gnarled trunk of a fallen tree. He braces himself against the dark wood. The officer skids around the other side of the tree and grabs Peter.
Out for a run, are we?
Peter shoves the officer away.
Why today, rounding up all the loose ends in the cow towns? Anything to say, boy?
Peter glowers up at the officer. He steps forward and raises the prosthetic.
Hitler.
The officer grabs him.
Enough!
Peter pushes him. The officer pulls out a pistol and aims at Peter.
You're just saving us a trip.
Peter smacks the gun out of the officer's hand and plows into him, knocking the officer to the ground. The officer scrambles to his feet. Peter crawls through a narrow gap between two branches of the fallen tree. The officer clambers over another branch. He grabs Peter's foot and drags him backward. Peter kicks the officer in the chest and runs. Peter hops over a snowy tree branch. The officer follows. Peter falls to the snowy ground. The officer straddles him and wraps his hands around Peter's neck. Peter struggles and grits his teeth. The officer keeps his grip. A scene flashes. A cross atop a stone turret. In the snow, Peter reaches out for the half-buried pistol. More scenes flash. The tank's overlapping wheels. Peter does arithmetic. Eva gazes ahead and mouths the words, "Wake up." Peter grips the pistol. He struggles beneath the bulking officer. The officer crumples. Peter sets down the pistol and rolls the dead man off of him. He grabs a dagger from a holster at the officer's waist. Peter undoes the officer's belt and opens his coat. A dark stain spreads on the officer's uniform jacket. Silhouetted by the gray, overcast sky, Peter grimaces with effort as he pulls off the man's coat. Wearing the coat, Peter jogs through the field. He stops and looks over his shoulder. His upper lip twitches. His expression softens as he casts a long look behind him, breathing heavily. He turns away and runs into the fog-shrouded distance. Text appears. In 1939, Hitler implemented Action T4, which led to the murder of 300,000 disabled people while sterilizing an additional 400,000. This secret program developed the gas chamber technology used in concentration camps during World War II. The history of disabled lives has slowly been forgotten. Many of the victims were children. The scene goes black. Audio description provided by International Digital Center. Written by Liz Gutman. Voiced by Michelle Spitz. Credits. Directed by Ashley Eakin. Written by Ashley Eakin and Sean Lovering. Produced by Aaron Barnett. Executive producers Jeremy Kip Walker, Claire Brooks. Director of Photography, Michael Galbraith. Production designer, Oleg Savitsky. Edited by Aaron Deck, CCE. Costume designer, Ann Dixon. Music by Alex Weston. Casting by Jenny Lewis, CDC and CSA. Sarah Kay, CDC and CSA. Knox Gibson, Hanukkah Talbot, Justin Mader. Associate producer, Sabina Olivia Lampert. Special thanks, International Digital Center and Michelle Spitz, Woman of Her Word. Audio description. Credits continue. Copyright 2021, Netflix US, LLC. All rights reserved.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.